The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
A super casino has been granted planning permission in Cork despite strong pushback from members of the local community. To discuss this issue in a bit more detail, I'm now joined by Councillor Joe Lynch. He's a Sinn Féin councillor from the area, and Patrick Hughes, who many of you will remember from The Traitors. If you watched it, Patrick ran hotels in Las Vegas for over 20 years. You're both very welcome to the show. Councillor, to come to you first, this super casino, where exactly are they going to put it and what is it going to look like? What's inside the front doors?
Well, good afternoon, Ciara. And look, this proposal first came about in April of last year. And as a local representative, I've been very clear in my opposition to the development. Cork City Council, to their great credit, in my view, agreed with my assessment and the views of many more people in the community with respect to that original planning application. And the council rejected it. However, you know, those behind the proposal have had that determination overturned now by a decision of Commission Planála, which was published this week. I think it's fairly clear that, you know, both the local community here in Ballincollig, where the development is proposed, and the City Council, you know, both rejected this. Yet it's, you know, now being foisted on the village here locally. So I think it's a very disappointing decision and a very poor decision by Commission Planála.
We called it a super casino, but when I think super casino, I'm picturing the Bellagio in Las Vegas, you know, 3,000 square foot and more machines to play on than you could possibly ever count. Is that what we're talking about here, or is it different to that?
No, well, look, I mean, as you understand, I'm sure the media have a way of hyping these things up. But look, what's proposed here is, and I think they've become a kind of a feature now, certainly in the likes of Dublin and in Cork City, where there are casino type developments in place. You know, that involves a combination, I think, of slot machine type gaming alongside, you know, in-person gambling as well. So, you know, look, the site itself is relatively small. I don't think it could be considered to be a super casino, but certainly a casino type development it is nonetheless.
So is it sort of like an amusement arcade?
Yeah, look, that's what the applicants would contend. I think that it was, you know, an amusement arcade with in-person type gaming. I think that's the type of operation that they have, certainly in Cork City. And, you know, my opposition to the proposal was largely on the basis that, you know, this type of development doesn't belong in a medium-sized town, whilst it might be suitable in cities. I know there are plenty in Dublin and in Cork City alike. It certainly doesn't belong in a medium-sized town without, you know, the type of nighttime economy to support that type of development.
But why does it not belong? I mean, they obviously feel that there is enough of an economy in Ballincollig to support this. They obviously feel that there will be sufficient footfall and sufficient interest to keep this amusement arcade open and to make it viable.
They but if we look at the determination of Cork City Council when they rejected the application, and, you know, I'm slightly paraphrasing here, but, you know, their view was that it was adult orientated in nature. That its proximity to retail outlets, which were intrinsically kind of family-friendly, constituted a use that wasn't satisfactory. And they also pointed out that there wouldn't be footfall, particularly at nighttime hours, in relation to this. And, you know, that it would constitute a nuisance in an area which is residential to an extent, but where there is also a large number of retail outlets, including a supermarket, that are family-friendly in nature. So, you know, I think Cork City Council made the right determination in saying that this wasn't suitable development for the area. That's been echoed strongly in the local community, and that can be seen by the amount of observations that were made both to Cork City Council and subsequently to Commission Planála.
But that was overturned, as you say, by Commission Planála.
And that's a very disappointing decision. And, you know, look, as I've been going about my daily business today, it's certainly a big topic of discussion locally. there has been an online petition started, and I think at our time of speaking here, there's over 500 signatures on it. So there is huge opposition to this locally. And I would certainly appeal to those behind the proposal to think twice about it. You know, we had a similar situation in, albeit in County Cork recently in Bandon, where, a similar development was proposed. They actually obtained planning permission from Cork County Council in the first instance, but the operators decided against it. Such was the extent of local opposition to the proposal.
Okay, let me bring in Patrick Hughes here, because Patrick, you ran casinos in Las Vegas for over 20 years and you understand sort of the professional side of running this business. You're not a big fan of these slot houses, of these amusement arcades, but by and large, you've no issue with the idea of a sort of a casino going into a local area.
I would have an issue with going into a local area, because in the regulated environment in which I worked for 20 years, you would evaluate a location and you'd see if it had a compatible use to the neighbourhood. And I just can't see where, and I'm glad you said a slot house and an amusement arcade, because it is a casino-like structure, but it certainly couldn't be called a proper casino because it's not regulated in a casino environment that I'm used to. But anywhere else in the world with proper regulations, there's no way that a slot house like this would be allowed into a local community, not because of an incompatible use, but also because it's not additive to the community. If I had any say in regulating the industry in this country, I'd be looking at creating an integrated resort, is what a Bellagio-type property is referred to, an integrated resort, and under the proper jurisdiction, regulatory jurisdiction that we should have, it would attract international investment, and then ultimately you would get revenue from international tourists who would come here to gamble in a proper facility.
Would you have any issue with that, Joe, an integrated proper resort?
Well, I mean, that's not what's being proposed here. And, you know, the whole issue of gambling, casinos, is a slightly different conversation, I suppose, to what we're having here in terms of Ballincollig. Like, you know, gambling is certainly a big problem across the state. I mean, I think the ESRI did a study a number of years ago, which found, you know, there was 1 in 30 adults had an issue with problem gambling. Now, I see what Patrick is getting at here in terms of, you know, where there is potentially the nighttime economy to support that type of development, you know, let's have that conversation. But that's not what's being proposed here. This is, you know.
I'm just, I suppose, getting a sense from you, perhaps, councillor, that you don't like the idea of having any sort of gambling outlet in a community.
Well, the issue, and, you know, this was pointed out by Cork City Council in their determination, is there is already a similar type development in Ballincollig, albeit it's much smaller. And, you know, one of the key points that I have contended, and certainly people in the locality have contended, is that there is an over-concentration now of this type of development, with two one actual development and one proposed development, you know, within about 200 or 300 metres of each other. And my view certainly is that that's an over-concentration of this type of development in the area. And as I say, Cork City Council reached that determination as well in refusing planning permission for it.
Patrick, we have a text in here, each to their own. If there's a market for it, sure, why not?
If there's a market for it, and obviously there is a market for it. But could I just add one more point or question? In 2024, only last year, there was a Gambling Regulation Act was passed. And it took a number of years to write. And if I remember correctly, Minister James Brown was the author of this act. And under that act, the GRAI was created, the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland. And if I read from their website now, it says one of their mandates is to license, supervise and control gambling activities in the state. So why are they not part of these discussions? If that is, they're a government entity, and they are the ones who should be educated and authorised to consider such applications. Where are they?
If you are a person living in Ballincollig who is opposed or supports this casino, would love to hear from you on the Hard Shoulder this evening. I see that these casinos are in other town centres in Carlow, Naas, Ennis Athy, Wexford. I think there's one up in Rathmines as well. If you've had any difficulty with them, or if you go and you enjoy them and you think we should just allow the market to dictate whether or not these casinos have a place in these areas, would love to hear from you on the Hard Shoulder. WhatsApp me 087 1400 106. Patrick Hughes and Councillor Joe Lynch, thank you for joining me.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.